Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wait for the drums. Song everybody can get behind right here. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. It means it's 6 p.m. in Madrid, Spain, where the Washington Commanders arrived last night / this morning. Sam Cosmi's probably eating dinner somewhere, getting Spanish barbecue at an American restaurant. I'll be doing the same tomorrow. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us on the YouTube 106.7 The Fan page. And it's an interesting day, and I was excited about this last week-ish. So B. Mitch is traveling to Spain today, so he was going to be off. And we have a D.C. radio legend joining, sitting in today in Steve Zabin. So, Zabe,
This legend term you're using, I don't know.
Do you think it's not accurate?
I don't know about that.
So we're going to...
I'm happy that I had a great run in D.C. and back. I'm happy to be on periodically now, just doing whatever. But, I mean, legends. Like, George Michael is a legend.
Okay.
Ken Beatrice is a legend. The Junkies are legends.
Sure. Okay.
Andy and I were a fixture.
Fixture maybe is a better word. If you choose to be so humble, we'll go with fixture.
Well, because in the early aughts, when Andy and I started, 2002, 980 was the only sports station in town.
Right.
This signal was a music station that had... I believe.
Wasn't Don and Mike and Howard Stern on this?
Yes. And then it was Guy Talk for a little while, and then it transitioned over.
When did The Fan become full-time sports? It's sad. I should probably know this.
I know. I don't know the exact year, but here's how it worked. So as this station was transitioning to sports, we got bought by Dan Snyder.
Right.
In a fit of anger because he didn't like what was being said about him on radio. And even though... He didn't interfere with what we were saying once he bought 980. It was benign neglect because everything Snyder touched turned to you know what.
Sure. It was interesting for me at that stage of my life just as a radio consumer, right?
Yeah.
Because 980 was it. Like I remember being in college and driving around in Mike Farley's Honda Civic. And you tell me if I had the lineup right. Was it you in the morning?
It was Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike, okay.
Followed by, who was the middays at the time? I think it was Tony.
Yeah.
Did middays at one point.
And then Big John.
And then Big John with Smoke and Al and Doc. And then me and Andy with our third rotating sports reporter guest that included Naki and Lavero.
Buck Hance would be on there.
Sage Steele was in there. Oh, we had a period with Riggo as well. I got stories from the Riggo period.
Sure.
What
were we listening to Rome on? 570?
Might have been, yeah.
Okay.
Might have been. And then there was a period where, before Snyder bought us, he tried to launch Triple X Radio, where he got hoodwinked by one of our former executives.
Was it about porn? Like, what made it Triple X?
This was the dumbest radio idea ever. Bennett
Zier.
There's
some dumb radio ideas.
Oh, and they're never ending. But so Bennett Zier, who had been like the GM of 980.
I think he runs the Odyssey station in Richmond now.
Yes. Bennett buddied up to Snyder and said, hey, I can build you a radio empire. Let's go buy a station. they came close to buying Big 100,
which is a huge signal.
The best.
Yeah.
It's the boomer. It's the best. And Snyder, even though he's a billionaire, balked at the price. And he got a little bit stuck on the price, and so they ended up passing. Huge mistake. Because had he bought that signal and run the operation there, it would have been fine. Bennett convinced him, I'll buy three lesser stations. And it was like 92.7 to the west.
Oh, I remember
94.3
yeah,
to the east. And
I remember that.
1260
It was like they bought a station out
DC.
Towards Leesburg.
Oh, yeah.
And one in like southern Maryland or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
I remember
they would always say, listen on these three stations. There was a flurry of numbers and FM and AM. And I just said,
I remember that.
No casual listener can
up.
Remember yeah. all of this. And they were three donkey stations.
So if you see me right now on the stream or
yeah.
on Monumental.
Yeah, you're looking at it?
No. So what I'm looking at, Johnny Cakes Auville with the Legendary Junkie program in the morning has this soundboard. And one of them, I believe, is where they go Radio Insider. And that is 100% what we're doing right now is like, probably too deep in the weeds.
No, it's not because your listeners.
But I don't know how to work these machines.
No, no.
So don't worry about it.
No. It's not too inside because people listen and they follow along and they're consumers of the product and they're fascinated and sometimes unaware of what happened and why it happened.
Well,
so,
and what I've learned as somebody that came up as a writer and then a podcaster and then slowly started making like inroads on the radio side and then doing TV all along, like there's no audience like the radio because there is nothing where it's as personal. Probably because of the chunks of time involved.
Yes.
But like people know what is going on day to day. If I have
you
a cold, if my daughter's sick,
right.
like that's just the nature of this beast. And it's
you
very
and
unique.
Brian are in people's cars every day.
Right.
And 4 hours
and
a day.
Computers, you know what I mean? Like that is expanded
right.
to where you are.
Sure. So there is a familiarity and there is an authenticity to radio that when hosts connect with their audiences, you really feel like you know them. But anyway, so Snyder bought these three stations. They didn't do anything. He then bought 980. So it was like he's in now like for $18 million for three crummy signals, another $6 million, I think, for 980. And he's in for $24 million. Still nothing is happening.
Just if we can, real quick. Think about that. So we're talking 010, like 09.
Around 10, 11, 12.
Think about that investment, $24 million into radio and how much that's all worth now.
Well.
$100,000?
Fast. Yeah. So fast forward to 2016. He dumps it all to Urban One for, I think, $2.5 million.
Wow.
So he took $24 million down to $2 million, but these are rounding errors. This is couch sure. cushion money for
he's
a billionaire.
Sold it to for $6 billion.
Right. So that was a shock to all of us at 980. We're now living over here at our uncle's house.
So at that point, you and Andy had been on starting in 02, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 15 years of a run of sports reporters. You guys were 4 to 7? Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Then you get to Urban One, and a lot happened. And
Andy didn't make it to Urban One.
Okay.
But the rest of us did. They were wonderful. They took us in, but that's an urban format. So
just straight radio. They had no talk.
Donnie Simpson, they had
okay.
talk, but they were music talk.
Right.
They had morning shows that were iconic. They know exactly what they're doing for their demographic. We were like this experiment, like, oh, we're sure for the right price, we'll take them. We'll see what we can do. And they couldn't do anything. So fall of 2018, I want to say. No, fall of 2019, Urban One flips 980 to Odyssey or Entercom at the time, us here.
That's been that long?
Yeah.
7 years?
Yeah, it was 2019. I remember it vividly because.
Wow, 6 years.
Yeah. So
I would have thought that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. So we get flipped over here, and the guys that were still on 980 are like, well, they have JFK, and that's a better signal, established lineup.
At that point, when it gets flipped, it's Kevin in the morning, you're in the afternoon.
Me, Scott, and Solly were doing afternoons, but Scott didn't make the jump. He
yeah.
didn't make the cut. So now we're talking.
It was B in
yeah.
middays,
mm-hmm.
and Reese Waters, maybe?
I don't know. I'd have to remember exactly. Yeah. It was a very unfun time, to be sure.
Nah, Medhurst was always on this side. Medhurst was always on the fan.
Yeah. So anyway, now it's just me and Solly, and we are over here with this company who doesn't quite know what they're doing with 980. And I was working a lot. I had been working a lot doing national shows and other stuff. And this little 45-minute a day hit I did on a station in Milwaukee.
So, pause. Because I remember, at that point, I was kind of working here at the Fan. Not full-time or anything, but I had a little side gig. And I remember I was like, what on earth are 106.7 The Fan and 980 going to do under the same roof? It's kind of worked out over time. Like, it's worked its way out. But I remember, like, I would only...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We see it on your Twitter in the mornings or whenever it was, and I was always like, why on earth is Zabe on in Milwaukee?
Okay, so here's
how
that happened.
Tell me how the impetus of it.
So here's how that happened. So I'd been on in Milwaukee for 24 years with the number one morning show, Bob and Brian, on a big FM station just doing a sports hit.
Because that wasn't a sports show, correct?
No, yeah. There are two morning DJs. And it had become so popular and it was going so well that iHeart wanted to start an FM sports station in Milwaukee, and they tried to get Bob and Brian to go, and they couldn't. They got close, but they couldn't. Then they did some market research, and they found out, they're like, oh, we could go get Zabe. So they're like, we'll give you a morning show. We'll support you. Let's build a great FM sports show or sports station. A sports station kind of like what JFK is, where it is a sports station, but it's accessible to the casual fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds great. That's an exciting opportunity. I had some familiarity with Wisconsin. I was not going to move my whole family. We still live in Virginia. But I said, I'll be up there as much as it needs to be to try to make this go. And so it was kind of like, I liken it to, people didn't understand it. Like, why would you go from D.C., Market 7, to Milwaukee, Market 53? And I said, it's like a baseball player getting a deal to go play in Japan. Because this team in Japan said, we want to win a championship in the Japanese League. And I'm like, all right, it's baseball. The culture is different. But let's give it a shot. You know, it's a good contract. Let's go ahead and pursue it. And it was going great.
And it was like you were going, just because of how disjointed everything had been, to the big contender in Japan. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Right. Like
the Giants.
Shinobu Swallows or something like that.
Right.
So at that point, as we turned the corner into 2020, without Scott Lynn, who had been my trusted wingman for all these years.
And those who don't know him, Scott Lynn is just
salt of the earth.
Absolute great dude.
The best guy ever. So because he didn't make it, it was just me and Solly. And I love Solly, but it was a crippled operation. And I was exhausted. And I said, you know what? I'm going to let this expire in early 2020. And I'm going to focus on doing this Milwaukee gig. And I did it for 7 years, and it was going great. We had climbed up in the mornings with very limited resources to 2 or 3 in the target demographic. But, you know, it was an expensive format. It's a lot of bodies. It's more expensive than music. And the people that put it together, JP, one guy retired, another gal got fired. And so, therefore, they made the decision, iHeart, you know what, we're going to do something else. So, literally, as I was thinking I was going to keep going there for another couple of years, they were like, yeah, we're not going to do that, and we're flipping the station to music. I was told, we're not renewing your contract on Tuesday. It was Hot AC B93 FM on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. And those are the kind of things that can and do happen in radio. They're not common, but it was a meteor strike.
Bro, I remember as a listener at this point, much younger in my life, when HFS with the Junks, yeah, and just a powerhouse, switched to El Zol.
Yes.
And I was floored. I think everybody was floored. And I at least come into this eyes wide open, like, 106.7 The Fan is a powerhouse in this city. But if we show up February 10th and it's and it's top 40, like, yeah, all right, that's the crazy world radio is, right?
But it was interesting, though, doing it for that time, because I got a sense of the rhythm and the flavor of upper Midwest sports fandom, and especially Wisconsin fandom with the Packers and the Bucks and the Brewers. And it's different. You know, it's they love their sports up there. They're big sports fans, but they're very die easy. They don't want to rip their own teams. There's like, I would be accused of being the East Coast hardo, because sometimes I would come on the air and I just start digging in on this or that or whatever.
I imagine even I thought it was pretty gentle, but your criticism of Matt LaFleur 20 minutes ago or whatever wouldn't be that well received out there.
No, there was definitely some people that are like, oh yeah, no, you can't do that. But no, it's too bad. I feel for bad for the guys that were also there that thought they were, you know, on the way to building something great and permanent. It's radio, things change, and it's too bad. Great experiences along the way, though, including seeing the Bucks win a championship, because that really energized the city. And the Brewers this year were an incredible story.
Yeah.
You have no idea the love affair that Milwaukee, Wisconsin has with the Brewers. It is true agape love. And there's also this nagging frustration knowing that the Dodgers have a super team that is bought and paid for and deferred money to the moon that almost can't be beat. Almost.
Right.
Blue Jays almost did. Right. And so there's a feeling of, yeah, we love our team. We're doing really well for what we've got, but we've got no shot to really win it all.
I think that's why baseball's headed towards a work stop.
Oh,
I think
1,000%.
Because it clearly didn't work for the Mets, but the way they spent, the way the Dodgers are spending and spending smartly, like, there's just too great of a chasm in baseball for anybody else to break through there. But so one discussion I had, because like, When the Milwaukee station flipped, it was public, right? Like, people saw it and were tweeting about it. Yeah. You were tweeting about it. And I people were like arguing with me, and I wasn't positive, right? Like, you and I are cool, have been friends for some time, but it's not like we talk all the time.
No.
And one thing I've learned in weird moments, like, I was at a cable channel that got bought and spun around and a lot of things happened, you know what I mean? It's like, you give people time and space, and then eventually when you see them, you discuss and see how it's going. But people are like, oh man, Zabe's screwed. He moved out to Milwaukee. I was like, I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure he's lived in Virginia throughout this.
No, I had an apartment there, but never uprooted the whole family.
Sure.
For that very reason.
Sure.
Because.
Especially with older kids. I mean.
Well, yeah, with kids. And if push had really come to shove. And by the way, it didn't affect things, because I was traveling there, you know, 50% of the time during football season. I had a place there. I was integrated into the community. I was going places, doing things, remotes.
Right.
Nobody could tell when I was actually at home in Virginia or in Milwaukee. So it didn't really matter. But, you know, companies feel like, hey, we're paying a guy to do this job. We want him physically
here.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, So that was one thing I didn't do. So all along the way, even after I stopped doing radio here in 2020, I've lived here, and I've listened to you guys and everybody on the station, and I've kept tabs on things, and I've been very happy with the Commanders' recent surge. I was thrilled when they finally ousted Snyder. That was a joyous, celebratory day downtown. I know you guys had that rally at the shipping container yard next to the bullpen. Right over here, the bullpen. Well,
and what people wouldn't know is that, like,
I have loved to have been a part of that? Sure.
Sure. But periodically,
but I wasn't.
You would text me about stuff. Like, you were clearly listening and engaged. Yeah. I imagine that was happening with other folks. We got a break here. I personally, and we're just going to do this on the air, I'm curious how you always kept your own podcast and made that a monetization vehicle. But more so, your relationship, where you think you are with Commanders fans, with Washington fans. And I'm going to let them call in and let them tell you where they think you are.
Call in. Call me a dirty, rotten traitor if you want.
I think more than not will not say that, but there's always the not.
No, there's a lot of people that believe very strongly in you stick with the team from where you are from. Through thick and thin, name change, good times, bad times.
And I do fall in that camp.
Yeah.
Like, dude, take it on the surface level, the Wizards. The Bullets was an awesome name. The Wizards is a terrible name.
Stupid name.
But like, they're my team no matter what, and the Wiz has grown on me, and I just kind of ride with it.
Yeah.
But I can understand all sides. Like, where I try to land in what is ultimately, for a lot of people, a stir-the-pot profession is like, you can appreciate somebody's viewpoint and disagree with it. What I do appreciate is I have to go to break. When we return, phones are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The big question, can I make it to my car to get a Diet Coke and back in time?
Go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.